Let's go into our crypto corner because it is Crypto Literacy Month. Ollie Lee from CoinDesk, he's the Learn editor, is going to learn us something. I think a lot of people, when you look at what happened with that squid scam, have a great deal to learn. And it's good to have you here, Ollie. What would you want us to consider as we try to get more knowledgeable about crypto, whether it be Bitcoin or squid scam?
Hey, Adam. Yeah, thanks. Yeah. So, I mean, anyone who's looking at the Crypto Literacy Month results, so just quickly on what that is, CoinMe put that together with in partnership with CoinDesk, Digital Currency Group, and Pantera. And the idea is we're basically trying to understand what the level of understanding of cryptocurrency is across the nation, across the world, really. But we started with the US, Brazil, and Mexico. And the findings were pretty worrying, actually. 98% of people failed the basic crypto literacy test. And people at home, if you want to give it a go, cryptoliteracy.org is the website to go to. 9 out of 10 people couldn't accurately tell what Bitcoin's current supply, total supply is. Sorry, they didn't realize it was 21 million coins. So what does that tell us? And actually, using Squid as a good example, it tells us people are in this market for pure speculation. They're not really looking at the assets that they're investing in, at least not from a technical perspective. It tells us they're really either in for short term, perhaps even the social media hype is driving a lot of the market and a lot of the reasons why people are getting into these currencies in the first place. And like you said, Squid is a perfect example. Had this huge run up without people realizing you can even cash out of the asset, and now obviously it's completely disappeared. It's now been brought down. So it's a really interesting thing. They're looking to do it yearly now, I believe, and it's just really given us a really good understanding of what the market is right now and what the level of education and the needs are. And it's clearly pointed to us we have a long way to go. We really need to work on that, and I think CoinDesk is in a great position to push forward with the education. That's my job, and we're going to hopefully bring those numbers down a little bit and improve that that education across the board. But it's a really interesting thing.
Ali, what do you think this tells us about potential future volatility? Because if investors are just jumping in, they don't really understand what they're buying or exactly how crypto, more specifically Bitcoin in some cases, exactly work. Is that a very worrisome sign here for investors and maybe others, specifically institutional investors who are invested in this space?
Yeah, exactly. It just kind of goes to show that they're investing because either they've heard about it on social media or they've been recommended it. They're not actually looked into the value propositions themselves. And in terms of volatility, this kind of shows that there's going to be a lot more short-term volatility until people realize the value propositions of these assets, for example, Bitcoin and other stronger assets like Ethereum and onwards. You know, these assets are very good long holds. I believe that. And I think a lot of people would agree. But people are just so keen to try and make these quick, fast multipliers. And they're looking down the list, right down to the bottom and the back end of coin market cap and are sort of just gambling with these coins that have got a lot of hype. They're tapping into current trends like the Squid Game, tapping into that Netflix special. And you know, they're not really buying with any intention and understanding of what they're buying.
When you say that what you learned from the results of the survey, that this is really speculative and most people not really investing because they understand the asset, were you surprised by that? Isn't that what this is all about to begin with?
I think for me, I was surprised at the sheer number. I mean, 98% failed the test. And CoinDesk, we were heavily involved in working with that survey, putting the questions together. And a lot of those questions were what we assumed to be sort of common knowledge that we thought a lot of people would be able to understand and to get right. And the results showed that they just didn't get those right at all. So, yeah, I was surprised at the lack of education or the lack of understanding across the board in the US, Brazil and Mexico. I'll be interested to see when we push the survey further out into different countries, what their understanding of the space will be. But, yeah, definitely surprised. We've got a lot more to do than I think we thought we had to do.
Ollie Leach, we appreciate you joining us.